Moyni County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have one. We need to remove H. That contract was supposed to be here Friday, and it still wasn't here as of yesterday, so we'll just put it on for next week. In fact, Terry, if you can just move that to next week, that'd be great, and hopefully it'll be here by then.
Okay, now, we can remove item number E. This is an easy highway call. Yep, it's not required.
Not required.
So, proceed with the...
So can we just adjourn?
I don't think you're gonna get second for that. Department heads and elected officials.
Good morning. Just an absentee voting by mail update. We do have our ballots, but we can't start absentee voting until May the 7th. And so if anybody wants an absentee ballot mailed to them, we must receive your request form by 5 p.m. May the 25th, because that's the last day that we can mail out absentee ballots. They moved that up. It's the same day as the pre-registration deadline, so those two dates match now. That also gives us enough time to mail out ballots, so, and hopefully the voter can get them back. And voters requesting absentee ballots will be required to include their driver's license or their non-driver's license on their request form. And if you don't have either one of those, and you would have received a postcard that had a PIN number on it from us, and you need to use that PIN number. So those three things are required, some form of identification on the absentee request forms. So, that's it.
Thank you. Rodney Boisner, maintenance.
Good morning. I'm still working with Sunbuds Grinnell on a maintenance agreement for out of the jail for the control board, firearm system, and all that. They're also working on a quote, data quote on the new control system. So, other than that, we just got a lot of different things going on. Nothing else to report.
Thank you. Zach, anything on Coffee Star? Land use?
Not a whole lot. Things seem to be slowing down. I don't know if that's because we're getting our feet settled a little bit, or just we're not getting as many phone calls. But I feel like things are going a little bit smoother. Thought we were getting a little break. We did get a couple things yesterday on a few other minor subdivisions and some building permits, but things seem to be slowing down a little bit for us. There's some things over the next few months I think we're going to start kind of evaluating now. Just kind of looking at some of our applications that we've got and just see if we can make some improvements to those and clean those up and then get them on the website too, because they're not available online. And also looking at some different options on how we do review process for subdivisions. Looking at kind of a digital review system instead of a paper copy for everything. So we're kind of looking at some of those things and evaluating some improvements, efficiencies, things like that. So other than that, I got an item agenda too for subdivision today.
Maybe things aren't slowing down. Maybe you're getting faster.
That could be it too.
Brian, secondary roads.
Good morning. I guess kind of same old, we're rocking and blading. Working on a bridge in the bottoms. We did have the four regional county engineers had a meeting with Zach and Mike at regional planning yesterday regarding the swap funds and how they're gonna be administered and the process and everything. And I think things went the way, I think all parties were happy with the results. So sounds like that process will get back to what we were hoping for. So we were pleased with the time and happy with the time that they committed to it. And so I think we're on the way with that. And so otherwise we're just moving along. I do want to mention that Plank Road is closed. I've been saying for a couple weeks that it would go closed. It was a bit of a surprise, I think, to everybody, including our office. It went closed Friday morning. I was at meetings in Des Moines that day, and my phone started to ring. And I don't know what happened at the DOT. I think there were some communication issues on who was doing the press release and how it was getting handled and all that. I was assured way back when that everything was good. I gave them contact information, but you know, I know the school district didn't find out either. At least I had a conversation with the gentleman over there. So we're working. DOT is supposed to be getting back to me, and we'll try to make sure that that process is better. It does initiate with them. It's their project. We'll do everything we can to make sure people know. So it is closed for the foreseeable future. And hopefully going forward, the DOT's press release process will be improved and we'll be able to have a little bit better notification. So working on that one right now.
Thank you. Jeff, conservation.
Good morning. Weather cooperated last week, so we got the sidewalks poured around the shower house. We did have a few campers in last week when it was nice on Wednesday, Thursday. We had the ribbon cutting at Linder. It was pretty well attended. So that ground is all open now for the public. And as part of the funding for Big Hollow, we were awarded a land and water conservation fund grant. I submitted the paperwork about a month ago and we received reimbursement for it last week.
What's left on the shower house?
They have to go in and cement around the drains inside. Just a little finished concrete and then clean it up and then hopefully it gets above freezing one of these days and we can turn the water on.
I hope so.
Yeah, but other than that, it's ready to go.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Krista, local health.
Good morning. We're getting ready to have another prescription drug take back event on April 28th from 10 in the morning till 2 o'clock. It's sponsored by the Iowa Narcotics Task Force, the Public Health Department, as well as the Hazardous Chemicals Center. That anyone can bring any expired, unused, or unwanted prescriptions or any over-the-counter medications, and we dispose of them. And Public Health will again be accepting Sharps containers. We'll take full Sharps containers and are giving out new Sharps containers, and those are the containers people use for the injectables. So again, that's April 28th from 10 to 2, and it'll be at the Slumberland parking lots. Other than that, we've just been keeping busy over there. We still have a nursing position that we're looking at filling, so.
Amy, how are things in the county attorney's office? And by the way, thank you for the information that I asked for.
You're very welcome. We're busy. We have probably another round of jury trials going tomorrow down in District Associate Court. I think there's 3 on the list left for that. And approximately 30 on the list for April 24th in district court. So we're very busy doing trials and a lot of depositions going right now. So other than that, I don't have anything to report.
Thank you. Angie, how's everything safety?
We're doing good, keeping busy. I got our information from OSHA, so we'll be working on that and moving forward.
Okay, thank you. Colin, IT.
Pretty good. On Thursday, we're going to be doing some in-house training in the office for with Civic Plus and some of the back-end administration on that. So we'll still be available for emergency phone calls and stuff, but I'll send something out probably Thursday morning. Let everybody know that we'll be pretty busy on Thursday. So if you have an issue, try to submit a ticket to the office for it. But if it's an emergency, you can give us a call and we can take a look at it. We'll be pretty busy on that day. And then next Thursday morning, which I believe is the 26th, I'll be doing some security training in here for the offices, and we'll go over some email phishing issues that we've kind of been seeing. We'll go over some stronger password recommendations and probably a little bit on identity theft, stuff like that. So I sent that out the other day. So
did you send a trap out, or was that?
Yeah.
Thank
you. Gotcha, Bob.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we've been sending that out the last week or so. It's a little automated campaign that does some random emails to basically see what see what you can read and see what you'll be willing to click on. But it's mainly to be mindful when you see emails come through. If it looks a little funny or looks a little suspicious, you know.
Even after I was trapped, I looked it over trying to figure out what I did wrong. I knew not to open.
We're going to go over some stuff next Thursday on kind of some you know, when you look at certain emails, some red flags, you know, looking at the sender address, looking at what's in the body, some stuff that's usually, you know, red flags. What's that?
Evidently, I need the training.
Don't feel bad, Bob. When I was in Ireland, they sent me out one, and it was a deposition. I was actually waiting for a deposition. So I'm over in Ireland, didn't have good cell service, and I kept clicking on it. So they got me like 20 times. Because I'm thinking my phone isn't working, you know? So, yeah.
Russians.
Colter, how's everything at the jail?
We're busy. Headcount was 78 this morning. We've got a couple transports today, a couple going to Oakdale. Just busy getting some new people hired and trained. So it's going pretty smooth.
Jeff, Sheriff's Department.
Just the normal chaos and discontent, boys. Life is good.
Some things don't change.
Seems like
Ken, how's everything for the community, for the coordinator of disability services?
I thought I might mention a few things from our last Wednesday's change agent meeting, where it's mostly providers that come, although clients are welcome and family members are welcome also. But some of the things mentioned last Wednesday were the videos, Paper Tigers, and there's another video called Resilience. They're kind of related to adverse childhood experiences, like the ACEs. Those videos, I haven't seen them yet, but people were saying those were very good videos. And so we're going to show some of those videos in some of our future change agent meetings, like one at a time. Washington School is now a trauma-sensitive school, was reported. Things like trauma-informed care training that the region promotes in adverse childhood experiences, the ACEs training, and things like our own community promotes, like Bridges Out of Poverty. All those things, you know, are great for schools and for teachers to learn more. And so it's nice to hear that Washington School's trauma-sensitive school. It was mentioned there are fewer providers accepting presumptive eligibility for Medicaid funding. So that's not the full-blown Title 19 Medicaid. It's something people can get when they're in the hospital, and it can get them started on Medicaid. But basically it means that the region is being asked to fund more people while they wait for the full Medicaid Title 19 to come through. There were many comments on trouble getting paid by Iowa's MCOs that authorize Medicaid funding, specifically that it's difficult to get funding authorized for individuals who have complex needs, and that funding's often reduced, so that they'll give the full 24-hour funding for people that need a lot of assistance, but it's often reduced after a month of being stable, and that causes a lot of people to become unstable again when their funding's reduced and their services get reduced. It was mentioned that United Healthcare MCO is not paying providers in a timely manner, causing cash flow problems for the mental health and disability services agencies. There were requests from providers for legislation for more oversight of MCOs, and I know House File 2483 addresses that issue and asks for more oversight of MCOs and asks for MCOs to pay in a more timely manner to providers. So I haven't really followed that 2483 to see where it's at, but that was out there and it was mentioned in this last meeting. Optime Life Services won the bid for starting a recovery center in Burlington, so the contract will be amended for Optime, and they'll be presenting that at next month's governing board meeting contract. And we hope for the service to start by July 1st. So the new recovery center will be right in the back of our office, so 910 Cottonwood, and it'll offer non-eligibility-based services to people with mental health needs. So that means anybody can walk in. They don't have to fill in a ton of paperwork to start the program. They can just get started right away, and it's a recovery-based kind of program with a lot of peer support, and it's a new program for our county, but it's not new to our region. Almost all of the other counties in our region have something like it. So so it'll be exciting to get that going in here in Burlington. So that's all I have.
One of the problems that Ken didn't fix.
There were a lot of things.
Very deep way, there were a lot of them, but after, let's say you have a sex offender, he's in 24-hour care for 60 days, then they want to lower the amount you pay for that because he hasn't offended in 60 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
He moves to a different tier.
And then he can't get as much supervision and help.
Yeah,
and
he doesn't need 24-hour supervision then.
And then all of a sudden you have problems again. Yeah.
Imagine that. Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
I think that's one of the things. They probably have 50 people design. I don't have any correspondence. I didn't miss anybody, did I? Okay. Do you have any correspondence?
No.
See, the public input, session number one. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand and give us your name and address.
Sam Larson, member of the Kiwanis Club. Hopefully the weather will cooperate by Memorial Day weekend and we will have decent weather at the Port of Burlington. I was issued tickets at our last meeting and I have tickets for the pancake breakfast, which will be held from 6:30 a.m. Saturday until 11:30 that day. And after the meeting, I'll be glad to service anyone with tickets. Thank you.
What's the date of that?
The date is 26th of May, Saturday.
Sam, if you run out of tickets, I have some too.
This is my fellow member, Tom Vance, he'll help you too.
Stroke of good fortune for anybody that attended the Board of Supervisors meeting today, isn't it?
Absolutely.
First chance.
Thank you. Any other public comment? We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $359,319.59.
Move to approve.
I didn't even notice those. I only need a couple of these. Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Statement of understanding from the Sealed Governing Board. Basically, what this is that all Fund 10 or Mental Health and Disability Services funds, the spending authority belongs to the region. It's still up to the counties to come up with the money, but the spending authority belongs to the region. So, as has been for, I think, all the time I've been here, Ken's salary is 80% from the mental health funds and 20% from general basic, and I think Patty's is 100% from the mental health and disability right. services. So this is a statement of understanding that that's the way Des Moines County does things. So I would move to approve this statement of understanding.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
And each county in our region is doing the statement of understanding. So they went out to all the 8 counties just to make sure everyone at the local level knows and the governing board at the regional level have approved these. So we're all on the same page.
Class C beer permit for the River Mart. I spoke to the sheriff and he said there wasn't any problem.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We also have a Class E liquor license for River Mart.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. Resolution, final plat, B and D subdivision. Guess that would be you, Zach.
Yes, that would be me. So we've got a final plat for B and D subdivision. This is over in Danville Township, just south of Danville. Within the 2 mile boundary, gentleman wants to basically split off ag property that he's gonna sell. And then this approximately three acre site is kind of a pasture wooded area that he's gonna keep in the family. And for the meantime, just kind of leave it as is. Someday he may want to build a house or something on it, but that's his plan. We've had it out for review to all the departments. Really no major comments back. That's been to the city of Danville for their review since it's in the 2 mile, and they approved the plat on their end. And he has a signed fence waiver, so I think we've got everything here that we're looking for. So we would recommend approval.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. We'll sign those right after the meeting.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Approval of contract documents, Iowa City road grading.
I think I've handed these bid tabs out quite some time ago, but just as a refresher, I think everybody's familiar with this project, but it's for the grading project on, there's two of them there, on Iowa City Road. We had an engineer's estimate was $1.4 million. We had four bidders. Low bid was just under $1 million. You guys have any questions when you look at that, let me know. Anyway, FI excavating was the low bidder, $987,482.39. We had good competition. We were happy with the prices, obviously, and I'd recommend approval of the contracts.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Six personnel actions for the correctional center. We have a 6 month step increase for Alexander Elliott. It's Alexander Elliott, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alexander Elliott. Previous rate was $8.62 an hour. New rate is $9.45 an hour. He's a kitchen assistant cook. Michael Hayes was promoted to a full-time correctional officer. His previous rate was $12.10 an hour. His new rate is $35,681.46 a year. Gunnar Hoffer is a new hired part-time correctional officer. His new rate is $12.10 an hour. Tamara Hewitt, an 18-month step increase as a full-time correctional officer. Her previous rate was $37,526.87 $1,55 a year. Our new rate is $38,356.72 a year. We have a new full-time correctional officer, Bradley Koenig. His new rate is $35,681.46. And we have a full-time correctional officer, Alexis Stevenson, April 7th and April 8th, unpaid leave.
Move to approve all six.
Second, Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. The clerk's of court's receipt report of fees collected for March 2018, general assistance monthly report for March 2018, and veterans affairs report for March 2018. These will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. April 10th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items.
Comes up, we'll put it on Terry's desk.
I have none. Committee reports.
I attended a DCAT meeting and a landfill meeting.
I attended the Joint Safety Committee, and the current officials, the current officers of the committee were successfully reelected.
Whether by choice or not.
Southeast Iowa Link Advisory Board, we had a discussion of the new core services mandated by House File 2456, and the CO Governing Board approved the contract Ken mentioned for the Des Moines County Recovery Center with Optime, and more discussion of the new core services. And that's all I have. Public input, session number two. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up and give us your name and address. See no one rise. We are adjourned.
Aye.
Aye. So you got tickets, huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try that.
$8.